So the Lord dealt me about this, and he said, the church, the body of Christ, have not fully grasped in this generation the reality of Jesus, the truth of the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word. Now, I want you to listen. Jesus is what? And there is nothing that Jesus has said, there's nothing God has said should have an if to it. If he said it, that's what it is.
All right.
The problem has been our ability to receive it. Why is that? Because we have not learned how to get over in the realm of the Spirit. We live too much in the realm of the natural. I shared some of this with the prayer group yesterday morning. The Lord said, you go right back. So here I am. The realm of the Spirit. The realm of the Spirit should be as real to you as water is to a fish. You put that fish in the water, you try to catch him in the water. Take him out the water, he'll flop around. You leave him out there long enough, he won't flop. We hear God's word, then we try to comprehend it through reasoning. Instead of just saying, that's it. God said it, which is, that's it. How do we get to that place? I want to show you some things. I don't know what this thing is doing. Let me get over. Let me get out of here. Come on. All right. I need to get back. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to turn to another scripture. First Peter 5:7. I'm going to read. Let's see where I am. Where am I? First Peter, go to 1 Peter 5:7. Now, this is what I like about teaching. You can take your time.
All right.
Now, 1 Peter 5:7, and I'm telling you something now. If you listen, it's going to change your life today. It'll help you. It will help you to get rid of all that stuff that the enemy, see, he's an accuser of the brethren. He loves to bring condemnation on you and make it stick. Because he know once he condemns you and you get offended, he got you. But when you get light and say, you sucker, get out of here with that man, then you don't have no problem following instruction, following order, doing what you're told to do. Because that's part of being under leadership. If I'm not, I said yesterday morning, if I'm not anointed enough and not truth, telling the truth about this word, What you doing sitting up here? Go find you somebody that's going to tell you the truth. I don't need to be messing over your life. Come on. Come on now. If I'm up here just messing over you and ain't doing you right and ain't teaching you right, what are you doing sitting up here? You go find you somebody. Say, Lord, where is that man? Where is that woman? Where is that place? But if I'm telling you the truth, what are you doing cutting up like that? If I'm telling you the truth, now why are you doing that? Y'all ain't talking too good right now. I want to show the church the problem. So we can really praise God. We're praising God. I ain't gonna say that. We're praising God. Things are happening. But this is not all of it. We're just in the babyhood stage. There's so much out there. There's so much out there in the realm of the spirit. There's so much we should be moving in, flowing in, walking in. But we allow the enemy to accuse us and point the finger at us and get at all with one another, and it hinders us from receiving. But when you shine the light, either you're going to look and see, or you close your eyes because you don't want to see. Hello? So Jesus said, now listen to what Jesus said. All things are possible to him that believeth. How many things?
All.
Will you please tell me how much is all? What does it include?
All.
It includes everything. That means nothing is left out. Now, will you answer me this question? What do you need to survive in this earth and be successful? You just need a bucket of water and a pair of shoes, and that's enough. That's all you need? And he said again, according to what? His divine power, he has what? Now listen to what he said. According to his divine power, he has, not he will, or going to, he has. Will somebody please tell me what tenth is that? Now he's going to do it, but he has given us what? How many things? That pertaineth unto. You need more than a bucket of water and a pair of shoes? Do you need more than that?
Amen.
He has given you everything. What is the problem? What is the problem? He told us what to do. Men ought to always pray. Why do we fight prayer so? He said, love you one another. Didn't he say it? He said, love works no ill to his neighbor. Didn't he say it? All things. No weapon formed against you or me shall prosper. Every tongue when we walk in love, every what? Tongue that rises against us in judgment, I can make it shut up. I can stop it affect whatever is said against me. I can stop it. The devil can talk all he want to, but it will have no effect on me because his weapon won't work when I obey God.